What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Novalin here, your friendly guide through the wild world of life and algorithms, because let's face it, those things are sneaky little monsters trying to steal our focus. Now, we all know that feeling, right? Like a hamster on a wheel, constantly running but getting nowhere. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? You juggle work, relationships, self-care, maybe even side hustles, it's a lot. And finding that elusive balance? Well, let's just say it's harder than perfecting your Instagram selfie. But fear not, my friends. This podcast is all about rewiring your brain for focus and taking control of your life. Today, we're diving deep into the art of finding balance because, honey, true success isn't about being superhuman, it's about showing up fully in every area that matters to you. And trust me, there are some golden nuggets I want to sprinkle your way. 5 key takeaways to master your balance game. Number 1. Know thyself. Seriously, spend some time getting to know what truly energizes you and what drains you like a leaky faucet. Are you a morning person or a night owl? What activities make you feel alive? What tasks leave you feeling drained and depleted? Figure this out, and then schedule your life around those priorities. Next up, embrace the power of no. This one is huge, people. Saying no to things that don't align with your goals or values frees up precious time and energy for what truly matters. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Imagine having more space to pursue your passions, connect with loved ones, or even just have a good old-fashioned nap. You deserve it. They. Time blocking is your BFF. We all think we manage our time well, but honestly, are we really? Time blocking is about being intentional with every minute of your day. Break down your tasks into manageable chunks and schedule them in like appointments, even as Netflix binge sessions count. This helps you stay focused, avoids overwhelm, and gives you a sense of control over your day. Number 4. Unplug to recharge. Our digital lives are fantastic, but they can also be exhausting. Remember those blissful moments before smartphones became our constant companions? Yeah, let's bring some of that back. Set aside dedicated time each day to disconnect from screens and engage in activities that nourish your soul, reading, spending time in nature, or simply having a meaningful conversation with someone you love. You'll be amazed by the difference it makes. And finally, celebrate small victories. We often get caught up in chasing big goals, but remember to celebrate those little wins along the way. Finished a challenging project. Nailed that workout. Treat yourself. These small victories keep you motivated and remind you how far you've come. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. Sarah was juggling 2 jobs, trying to build her own business on the side, and still finding time for her family to talk about a superhero in disguise. She was constantly feeling overwhelmed and burned out. One day, she realized that she wasn't making time for herself, not even for a decent cup of coffee. So, Sarah started implementing these simple changes. She said no to extra commitments, blocked out time for her own projects, and scheduled regular breaks for exercise and relaxation. The result? A happier, more balanced Sarah who was thriving in all areas of her life. Finding balance isn't about achieving perfect harmony every single day, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and bring you joy. Remember, you're the architect of your own life. So, go out there and build something beautiful. This episode was all about finding that sweet spot in life where you feel energized, fulfilled, and ready to take on anything. But remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourself along the way. Want to share your own balance tips or experiences? Hit me up on social media, I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay focused, stay balanced, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.